You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
We're having a good time with this whole thing. The wind is not kicking up like we'd hoped, and a few people have gone by and blown their horns, but we can't hear it here, so it's just become disappointing. In the meantime, we got ourselves a Rock Wars, and it's sitting right in front of us. Brady, you won last week, so you've already chosen the topic of, which is... To be clear.
The all-campus rocker song for the sales presentation.
That's what a sales person needs to be. Go ahead.
Yeah, what needs to be played when you first walk into the meeting.
You know what I want one day? You to have one of those earpieces that news people have to wear and have a director tell you things. Because I had to do that with the Cardinals once,
Marcus
and I do what you did. Yeah. Because I would sit there and I'd be talking about Cardinals football in the pregame, and somebody would get in my ear and go, "Don't mention that he's got a bad knee. He doesn't want everybody to know he's got a bad knee." And I'd go, the whole time the guy was in my ear because I'm not a professional. But so brought to you by Moon Valley Plumbing. It is Rock Wars coming up in just seconds. Today's topic, the sales Dunder Mifflin miserable corporate meeting that's going on right outside our window here. A theme song for that. For you, but Marcus Meng joins us too as well.
Yeah, he's got to have something with that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, I'm sure you got a couple in your.
Off with their heads.
I need edited stuff though.
Well, get to work, kid. You got some time. In the meantime, I want to tell you about this too. This is a pretty cool thing. You know, now we don't have to hoard our toilet paper and we don't have cans of soup laying all over our house. The fridge, you know, is going to have to get filled up by you at the store again. You can start feeling good about leaving. KUPD is going to take the entire month of March to do something called Pack Your Pantry. All you got to do is tap the app, rack up those listening hours on 98 KUPD's mobile app or web stream, and we're going to draw a winner Monday through Friday every single day, and you get a $100 gift card from Safeway and Albertsons. Plus, everyone out there qualifies for the end of the month $250 shopping spree grand prize. So it's a good chance for you guys to get some free dough back into the old grocery store, which is cool. So text the keyword pantry, 97936, for the link and details, and see how we can give you guys some shopping cash, $100 every single day through March. We'll be handing that stuff out. Shouldn't we be doing that now?
There we go.
Thank you.
He's very excited about Pack Your Pantry.
I want that gift card. Chuckle from some of the sales people.
They don't trust me. We've been turned down in the building. There is nobody out there who heard any of this, so they can kind of tongue in cheek it. A bunch of people were fired from that Jew Bell station because they had a big meeting, and one of our guys, Doug, works there now, and they fired a whole bunch of people who were like the ones that came in to do these motivational things. We're the new breed. We're going to change everything around. This is going to be the best. There's a new attitude. They all got fired. And like 6 months later, they're all fired. But they started to make jokes in one of these meetings about Jew Bell is going to beat Holmberg. Finally, somebody's going to take that show down and blah, blah, blah. And with Woody and Jew Bell in town, we've got national talent. And they're going to drop. Well, our ratings were great this week. It's huge. And those guys are dying on a vine. And I think they all got fired because a couple of them were laughing at the idea that Jew Bell would beat us.
Well, it is kind of funny.
It's hilarious. But, you know, go get them, Jew Bell. But you're in my kitchen now, so my job to beat you. There you go. Speaking of your kitchen, pack your pantry. Check it out, 98kupd.com. Rock Wars is coming up in just seconds. A song for corporate sales meetings. The motivation. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
All right, it's Wednesday. It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy. It is called Rock Wars, and that is where Marcus Meng then joins us. He's on Sunday nights Into the Pit. Marcus, do you need a meeting and some colored pencils and construction paper to feel better about how you do your job?
Colored pencils. I just need the black one.
All right, then get him a black pencil. Probably some black construction paper.
I can make my own red with blood.
I don't need this one.
Marcus joins us from Into the Pit. He's on Sunday nights here with a lot of music that you're just, you know what? Introduce yourself to it. Maybe you do like it. If you've ever liked the sound of a toilet that won't stop running.
Bad
Marcus,
pipes in the house.
Marcus has bad pipe songs. It's unbelievable.
Look, I tell everybody that there's so many different genres and subgenres of metal. I can play maybe a band that'll be your next favorite band, yeah, or I'll play a band that you're going to hate for the rest of your
It'll
life.
It'll turn you on to country music.
Yeah, but you don't know. My playlist is schizophrenic. It goes every which way, and who knows? You might like something.
Well, there's the sell right there. That's quite a marketing job. 9 till 12 on Sunday nights, Into the Pit. The topic this week, of course, is what's going on right outside our window on our patio. You guys have driven by and honked like crazy at him. We find that
keep
hilarious.
It up.
Keep it up. If you've got a big horn on your car and you're going by our building, honk, because these knobs have to sit outside and deal with it. I just went by. They're doing some sort of draft of clients. So a lot of you businesses are going to get a lot of weird calls in the next few days, too.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. They got to start hitting numbers. But I just saw, I went over to get some M&Ms. Like, all right, great pick. And then they're high-fiving each other. I'm like, this is pathetic. These people, they're going to walk out motivated and not know why. It's like a hooker tells you she likes you, and then you realize she's a hooker. It's like for a few seconds, like, hey, oh, I still got it. And, oh, wait, she gets paid for this. So the topic is a motivational sales in America meeting song. Brady, who do you want to go first?
The chair.
The chair will go
first. It's always the chair with Brady.
That's right.
So the best song for this, because no one really understands the meetings. They're just not along anyway. Mm-hmm. So I had to pick Rammstein. Because no one even understands the lyrics half the time. And this song, Links, Zwei, Drei, Vier, is very, you must do what I say. This is how everything goes. It's very boom, 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 boom. See, it's got that rhythm of, you better fall in line,
right.
Even though you don't understand a damn thing.
There's marching instructions and marching papers.
Yes.
All right, I like it. This is definitely something I would suspect Marcus would use as the motivation for the salesman.
Yeah.
Sort of a my way or else kind of motivation.
No, I would play Cannibal Corpse. I'd scare them to death.
Sales staff walks into
this. You think you're overestimating the sales staff? They'll be pretty scared by this one.
It's pretty great. All right. Would you like me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead. All
right. I have to get it right from the beginning, Rich. This is my...
Doesn't have that part in the beginning.
It does, doesn't it?
No.
Then get me to the part.
Get going and I'll
okay,
listen.
Okay, because I think of this as most of the time it's somebody who's flown in and they've got to motivate a staff they don't know and they want to be all full of false energy and they want to tell the sales staff how great things can be and you automatically...
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, it's right in the beginning, right? It's you automatically assume this guy must know what he's talking about because they flew him out here. He's got the job. He works the suit. He's got a little plan here. We're having a party. But he doesn't realize there's two versions of the song that he's using to motivate. And it's so apropos, so Michael Scott from Dunder Mifflin, if in fact he's like, this will get these guys going. I love this song. But he plays the original, and it's a goof.
Let's get retarded.
He doesn't know the real lyrics. He thought it was the fun song that he saw on Disney a few times, but no. Let's Get Retarded by the Black Eyed Peas, because it's so fitting.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still going to think that it's it, but he's not. Once it's going.
Get retarded. Get retarded.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Are you ready? All right, shut that off. Shut that off. Shut that off.
Hey, don't tell HR.
All right. Let's get started. Yeah, all right. I'm just telling you guys, I flew all the way from Minnesota. Boy, is it cold over there. The weather's great here. You guys should be loving it. You live in Paris. All right, shut the music off, goddammit.
HR nightmare about to happen. Let's Get Retarded by the Black Eyed Peas. Brady.
Yep. I see the corporate guy coming in here basically telling him, you guys, I just want to let you know, we're here to make money. But when we make money, you make money. And today we're going to put you in a program and give you some great ideas. You know why we're giving you these tools to go out there and sell? Because we believe in you. You know why? Because you're the best.
You're the best.
Come on, stand up. All right, everybody, for fun, stand on your chair and do the crane. Not you, Moynihan. You're going to... Moynihan's down. Moynihan's broken. It's like, oh, God, Layla's down. This was a terrible idea.
We believe in you guys this week.
Honestly, I would start...
Maybe not next week.
I'm not kidding. I would start jerking off if I looked out the window and all of them were doing the crane in their chair. I'd just start beating off to that. I'd be like, this is the best day in business.
They just started watching Cobra Kai, so let's do something relatable to everybody.
Right.
Even though it's nostalgia from my 30 years ago.
It would be topical.
Yeah. This is so awful. To watch. It's like watching people... It's like watching your friends get beaten up. All right. There you go. Those are the choices.
I was already laughing at him. I was making fun of Steve.
Oh. I wish they could hear this because it would end the meeting. All right, the jackass said so. We'll do this at noon when he leaves. John, I'm just going to let you pick today. Hop on up here, John Gordon. We don't have time for all your silliness. Who would you like to be the corporate super song?
I thought the chair had it until Brady comes along and steals it.
Man,
good job, Brady.
You didn't like Let's Get Retarded? What's the matter with you? All right, Brady wins 2 weeks in a row. Damn it. I came in third place. Mine was brilliant. It had double meaning.
He's not a Will I Am fan.
It's too nuanced for John. Simple mind. John's straightforward. He needs that Karate Kid motivation.
He likes simple jokes.
That's exactly right. That's why he's always laughing at this show. All right. Well, I tried to get meta, and it just went over his head. So let's get retarded is meta. Isn't that odd? That's meta.
I'm so confused right now.
Oh, man. That made my head hurt. Anyway, all right. Do you have that song loaded? You've got to. We've played it 1,000
yep.
times. All right. Who sings this? Gary?
Joe Esposito.
Joe Esposito. That's right.
Who?
Joe You're Bean Esposito.
Oh, that's right. What? He's Kobe Bryant's dad. No, that's Jelly Bean Bryant.
That's
I'm
Jelly
confused.
Bean
that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
No, no.
Joe Bean Esposito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bean?
Yeah.
Huh.
Brady knows. It's a big day for him. All right, let's do it. It's Joe Bean. He's gonna get a check for 17 cents in the next couple days and not know why, but his song just played. So here you go. You're the best.
Everybody, get on your chairs. You're all a whole bunch of little karate kids.
Only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Try your best to win them all, and one day time will tell. When you're the one left standing there, you've reached the final bell. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
The 80s pop song Fade Out. Oh, that's fantastic. Well done.
Faded it 2 minutes ago.
No.
That's terrible.
Brett, that's a great the Rock Wars brought to you by our friends at Moon Valley Plumbing. If you need a plumber, there's only one place to go. Moon Valley Plumbing. Beautiful stuff right there. And thank you for Joey Bean Esposito or whatever his name is. Good choice, Brett. As I heard it, I liked that because somebody said, dude, all three songs are amazing today. Let's just play all three. Each song is perfect for one of those useless meetings. Has there ever been anybody in a corporate meeting that's come out of it going, God, I can't get enough of those. We need more and more of those great motivational free breakfast meetings. You're here for the breakfast. You sit through the garbage. You play the game. You neck F all your bosses. Uh-huh. Great. Yeah. Oh, no, that's great. And then you get back to your desk and slap on the misery.
Brady, wake up.
Yeah. Your turn to draft a client, Brady.
I'll take Moon Valley Plumbing.
They're already on the air.
I don't care about that. I draft Ben.
I'll take Mutombo.
Yeah.
Dikembe Mutombo.
I would make up stuff. Dikembe Mutombo Yonterra shops. That's a thing. You guys don't know about it? Yeah, no, they're just opening up.
It's
going to
be huge.
It's going to be not in my house is what it's called. Anyway, Marcus, nice try today. It's a good one.
Yeah.
The chair goes down again. What are you going to do?
You can't compete with the Karate Kid.
Who can? He wins every time, right? I do still think that the funniest thing about Cobra Kai is Johnny's dojo.
It's over.
I know, but it's called the Eagle's Fang.
Yeah.
And that, to me, talk about meta, is one of the funniest things because he's like, because people kind of questioned it at first and are like, Eagle's Fang. Just shut up. It's like he realized midway through they don't need teeth. It's so great. That little part of that had me rolling. And I want the shirt, even though I haven't finished it. I heard the season three or whatever is terrible. It starts getting
predictable.
Like all the kids are more important, right?
Well, it's like they have these 20-minute fight scenes that just keep going and going and going. And it's just a bunch of the kids, yeah.
I don't need to see kids.
Oh, now they're doing the picture.
Doing
the group picture.
Oh, there's going to be like a weird
team
applause.
Picture.
There's about to be a weird applause at the end, too.
This was great, guys. I'm so glad I got to fly out and watch you name clients.
Look at that giant photo.
You know, I've been to 14 other stations in our cluster, and I got to tell you, I think you guys are the closest knit. What an operation we have here.
And I delete this photo as soon as I walk out the door.
I wish you guys would not put it on the Facebook page. I wish you guys would hire me. The weather's amazing. All right. Everybody, let's give a hand to ourselves.
Hey. Let's start clapping.
My success AR-15's back out. Diddy Mao, Diddy Mao, success.
Did they still have the art gallery from last year up?
No.
Oh, no.
That was taken down.
I like to take a little responsibility for that.
They sold most of them.
I actually made fun of it, and then within a few days, it was off the walls.
Trip jumped in the picture.
Well, he's got to be.
Trip's in it.
Because it's going back to corporate. He had to act like he was there. He's a
genius.
All
right, all right.
When is the final I know how these work. When's the last picture? Oh, right before. Well, you'll see everybody standing. He has his window looking out at it, too, and he popped out for the photo. He didn't hear word one of this. Puts both thumbs in the air.
Yeah.
You know, right. In his head, it's just, ugh. I wanted to see him in his Reeb t-shirt and everything else.
I guarantee you right now, Trip Reeb's standing out there in that pile of people, just thinking about his 401k. Do I have enough to? I think I do. Do I want to be at home all day? He's just thinking about retiring every time he has to stand in that group of knobs. He's giving his speech at the end. Is there clapping?
No, not yet.
Clapping hasn't happened yet. Ah, what a day. I love this. This is my favorite thing. Marcus, you don't have to deal with it. You're corporate.
Oh, no. No. Look at how I dress, and I'm a manager. I'm wearing a death metal
They're already
shirt.
Taking the shirts off. Jolene's like, the hell with this.
She's going in.
Yeah. She's already got
her
already
stripped her shirt off. My God.
No, I had made fun of her earlier downstairs when she was walking up, so.
Yeah, you got to go down there and just go, mustard is none of your color. You all look terrible today.
I did that to Amy, actually. She was wearing a green shirt, and I'm like, hey, Amy, guess what? She's like, what? That shirt does no favors for you. And Amy, she hasn't worn green since.
She did that to me a few years ago. I had a shirt on, and she goes, that makes you look like you've got girl's boobs. And I'm like, hey. And I did at the time. I was a little thick. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, yes, so?
Ruined you.
You were just upset because they weren't bigger.
Yeah, I've got like 13-year-old girl boobs. If I had bigger ones, I'd stay home all day. So I told her, I'm those pants, but you look like you've got a dick. But it was a different time. We were allowed to talk to each other at work like that. Now
No, Amy, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's probably got a dick. That's how cool she is.
I've told her, I'm like, I don't even view you as a woman, really. She wasn't offended. I was like, you're just not even, you're just like
she's
a
pretty
thing.
Awesome. You're going to get fired for this conversation.
Yeah, it's fine.
It doesn't matter. I don't care either. Just come get me. I don't care.
Okay.
I just said Amy's so cool, she might be a dude. I don't know what that means. Brady, it's time now for you to entertain us all. It's the Entertainment Drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And already I'm kind of looking forward to rehab, and the stupid surgery is all I've been thinking about. Can't wait to get it off my mind Friday, go through the misery of the first week, and then let's just see what I can do to bring it back. There's a challenge in front of me, and that's one thing they do at React Defense is say, hey, a challenge should be met with effort, and you got what it takes there. You're the best around, they say. And then they play the song, and you do the crane, and you're out of there. No, it's great because it does. It kind of motivates you to find out what you're capable of. And because of React Defense, I think the surgery is going to make it like I feel pretty good about coming out of this because my doctors have even said you're active enough and whatever you're doing, your muscles are in good enough shape that you're going to be coasting through this thing. I'm like, that's awesome because I look terrible. No one would ever thought you'd say those words to me, but I owe it to those guys up there. That they keep you in shape. And you want to be in shape. You never know when you're going to have something like my dumb ass is going through right now where you feel like you're doing all the right stuff. And then life throws you this weird curveball where your bone's degenerating. You need to be in shape for those kind of moments in life, because the last thing you want to find out is that you're not in any shape, and then you got to go through this weird recovery that's not to your doing. So I owe them. This is more of a thank you than it is a commercial to a Jay and Josh and Tony up there at React Defense for helping me for the last couple of years go through all this stuff and at least keep me in shape. So when I ran into this wall, I can get better faster. And you can do it too if you're thinking about, I need a thing that gets me in shape, makes me feel better. That's the one. ReactDefense.com has you covered. And plus, they're going to make you more confident and teach you things you didn't even know you needed to know. They got you surrounded. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler. Check out their shop online, TacticalBlackVault.com, and then start getting your ass in shape. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain.
The authorities have just executed a search warrant. They want to get their hands on the black box from Tiger Woods' SUV.
Oh, to see if he was dicking around?
Yeah. Well, it's probably, well, it's, you know, it's going to be,
but if he got
it's
car
for
play.
Insurance and stuff.
But it's a rental.
Which means it probably really has that kind
of
stuff in there.
So it's
like
got
the LoJack type
loads
stuff.
Of them. Like unless he decided in the beginning to pair his phone to the car, it won't know if he was texting.
Yeah, distracted.
It won't know.
Really,
well, won't matter. But it'll tell you what the car was doing. So if he was doing 90 and in going into a corner or something. Yeah. You know?
All cars have it, Brett.
I think a lot of the newer cars.
All the new ones.
That's why you keep yours.
I like having my 88. You can't track me.
Can't follow Marcus anywhere. But yeah, so all the newer cars do have the black box. So because I used to downshift in front of old ladies for no brake lights that were driving, and I would speed off. And somebody told me, your car has a black box. If they hit you and there's like a court case, they have a right to it. I'm like, what? And they find out you're down in second gear at 55 miles an hour. They're going to know you're burying the front end so that lady hits you.
Your guy, Chris D'Elia.
Oh, this is bad.
More bad news.
What do you do now?
There's a woman that's suing him, claiming that he asked for nude photos of her and had sex with her when she was 17.
Was this the same woman, or is this a new one?
I think it's a new one.
Oh, God. And did you see his video, what was it, last weekend, where he came out and said, look, I've had a poor relationship. I actually thought it was kind of I'm not a big Chris D'Elia fan, but I thought it was a brave moment to say, I've been terrible to everyone I've ever been
with. My behavior.
Yeah, I've never had a good relationship with sex. I've always been selfish, and I never really recognized how it can do this, this, and this. And I'm like, you know what? That's a mea culpa. Yeah. Those are those moments where you're like, give the guy credit to try to
and
go
then
the next
direction.
And
say, but all of the ones that I had were never,
right.
I was never an aggressive
And if you get caught in that part, if he's lying about that, then it was all just to cover his ass. Because I saw him last week say, I've had a terrible relationship with the physical act of being the guy that wants all the, you know, I can't say no to the puss, basically, is what the whole thing was about. And he goes, and I'm learning how that's immature and terrible. And if I want to, you know, have healthy relationships, I got to. But if in fact he's saying that to cover it, because it did kind of seem like it was getting out in front of now what we know, this news, that this lawsuit was coming. And she said, the worst part is, and this is again, she said, he said, she actually said the words, I told him, I'm 17, I'm in high school. And he said, that's the hottest part.
Yeah.
Ooh.
According to her.
So, yeah. And she was a virgin, according to her. So if this, I mean, there's smoke and fire coming from D'Elia. And again, we had a run-in with Chris and his show Undateable, where they were kind of just dicks to everybody in radio. And I'm just like, well, we just won't have any of those guys on. The comedy club knew it, like Funches and all the dudes that were on that show had nothing but bad things to say about people that tried to promote them. And they were specifically crappy to us on Chris Hardwick's podcast. And it got back to me. And I'm like, all right, screw you then.
Yeah.
And then they're like, how come we're not allowed on the show? I'm like, because you're dicks. You said you don't need radio. It's a dying art, and the people on it are stupid. So you're so smart, figure it out on your own. And so D'Elia was kind of in – he wasn't there that day. But then we had him for our comedy festival last – what was it? Jesus, that was December of 19, wasn't it? And we didn't expect him. I didn't even know he was coming. He couldn't have been nicer that night. I actually said, D'Elia's great. I was wrong about Chris. He's super nice. And then he fired off some emails to our staff that were just wrong in every direction. Even about how he what he thought had happened, he reacted so poorly, screamed at Dom, who loves him, and everything else, and then realized, oops, I made a mistake. None of the things I'm mad at actually occurred.
Yeah.
And then just his simple, well, I guess I might have jumped off the handle a little bit. I didn't realize I was told something different. And it's like, well, before you.
Very disrespectful.
Yeah, before you decided to just be a complete douche about it, you didn't ask one question. You just came down on some guy with a camera.
Knowing that he can clear it up with just a most
question.
People, well, but people, if he says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's cool, cool.
And by the way, he was a guest on our show.
Yep.
And he wanted all the rights to the audio, video, and everything else. He said, I wanted to post all that before you guys. And I'm like, no. This was our show. You crashed our show. We have all the rights. This is why comedians hate radio. This is why you guys are always dicks. You don't film a comedian's set. So we were filming your special guest walk-on of our show. We can do whatever we want. And he was horrible to Dom. Dom was like reduced to tears. But Dom cries a lot because mirrors. But no, he was just wrong. So I'm not rooting for him to go through this. But I just keep going back and forth with the guy.
There's other cancel culture stuff. Bill Burr is standing up for Gina Carano.
He said everything.
Worked with her on The Mandalorian. Said she couldn't be in. She's an absolute sweetheart.
Yeah. He said all the right things about this. He hates the cancel culture, too. He almost got hit with it when he hosted Saturday Night Live, and they didn't like his monologue, and people were trying to cancel Bill Burr. But he's one of those guys that'll skirt through it so long as he didn't do anything illegal, because people want to hear what he says.
Here's a fun fact for you, Brett.
Yeah.
Michael McDonald probably wouldn't have written What a Fool Believes if it weren't for Kenny Loggins.
Wouldn't have written what?
Really?
Wouldn't have written what, Brady?
What a fool believes.
Everyone can do it. It's a universal impression. Pull your cheeks apart on your face.
I'm a bigger Kenny Loggins fan now.
Chip Gaines from Fixer Upper.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new book out. And he's hiding $1,000 checks in 10 pre-order copies of his new book.
That's pretty cool.
I guess they're trying to sell books. It's a horrible book, but the $1,000 check.
I mean, what is Chip Gaines going to write about that I need to know?
And the check is predated from like 10 years from now.
Right. Yeah. They're broke at Magnolia, but just don't cash it. You won. Be happy you were a winner.
We just saw the trailer for, it's out on Friday, Coming to America. And Louis Anderson is in it, but he talked about the first one. The only reason he was in it, because they needed a white guy.
You know, white fat guy. Yeah. Working a fryer at McDonald's. Yeah. You see that ass back there? That's my white ass.
Do you know that story about Louis?
No.
He was in Mesa one night, and a guy drove by and Louis pulled over and said, would you want to get in the car? And started to solicit sex with him. And then wrote him a check for $225,000 to say stop it. Because the guy was coming after him. And then the dude went public with the check. Whether the story's true or not, the check was real.
Man.
So I used to always do that impression of Louis.
Hey, over there. Hey, John. You see that ass back there? Stick your Johnson in it. I'll give you $250,000.
Because you'd have to pay me $225,000 to go into Louis' butt.
You smell that? That's the gulag of Louis. Prisoners in Auschwitz had a better time than what you're doing.
You like
get a
butter?
Shovel. Scoop the sides down with a shovel. You got a garden hose? Clean it out. I haven't seen it in years. How's it looking back there?
Not real good, Louis. Stains.
Orange or brown?
A little of both.
I ate a lot of squash.
Yuck. I made myself sick with that one. All right. We're all done. Is that it?
Yep.
You're done. What was this song again?
What a fool believes.
Timing's off, but it's still good.
It came from pitchy. Somewhere.
Marcus, have you tried it?
No.
Give me a little Michael McDonald.
No.
I'm going to steal his metal cred doing that.
Do a little Amon Amarth if Michael McDonald sang it.
No.
Oh, come on. We need to work on Marcus's McDonald impression. John, you want to try it? Give me a little Dream Theater as Michael McDonald. Come over here.
Johnny can do Dream Theater.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Do it.
Pull me under, I'm not afraid.
A little flat. That was my bad. Michael McDonald doing Dream Theater is good. That's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fan. Oh,
here we go. On TNT.
Don't do AC/DC. That was terrible. Don't ruin the AC/DC. We're done. Larry's coming up next, right? That's it. So be nice to Larry. All he wants is friendship with all of you. Marcus Meng, Into the Pit, 7 to midnight on Sunday nights. Have fun. Thanks, Marcus.
I know. Yeah, I know. You got it right once. It's fine.
I'll get it.
I'll take it.
Just tune in. You'll find out. You're going to be confused by...
You'll know when I'm off.
Yeah. That's why I kind of want people to go,
it's a life changer.
This punk stuff's not so bad. Everybody talking. And then at 9, it goes, then boom. Then your toilet explodes.
Pazuzu.
When Pazuzu takes over and Craven has to go. That's it. Have a great one. Be nice to Larry. We'll see you tomorrow. So long!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.